Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Matthew Honeyman,
who is the director of City of Ghosts, and
Abdulaziz Hamza,
who is the subject in City of Ghosts. What is this about here, Matthew?
City of Ghosts is about a group called Rakas being slaughtered silently. It's a group of friends who banded together after ISIS took over their hometown of Raqqa, Syria, as citizen journalists to expose the atrocities that ISIS was committing in their hometown. And the film is about their efforts and really about, there were a number of members of the group were killed, assassinated by ISIS, and they were forced to flee and go on the run. And so I was with them as they were escaping to Turkey and then ultimately to Europe. And it's about this sort of media war, this propaganda war between this group on one hand and ISIS on the other.
Man, oh man. I mean, we had you in here for Cartel Land a couple years ago at AFI Docs, which was great. I remember just remarking at how your camera was in there amid such violence. I mean, there was shooting going on back and forth between the cartels. And now here we are again with another very, dangerous war zone. How did you actually go about shooting it? Was it you and how many other cameramen? And how close to the shooting are you here?
Much different than Cartel Land. I was never in immediate danger. I was never able to go to Raqqa, to Syria. I would have been killed instantly. The fear and the danger is much different than Cartel Land. It was sort of, being with these guys in safe houses as they're on the run. There's almost this like omnipresent feel of ISIS. But I never actually saw them or met them, obviously. And so, it's a much different type of fear and a much different type of danger.
Right. Aziz, so you're a part of Rakas Being Slaughtered Silently, the group?
Yes.
When did you join?
So I'm one of the founders of the group. So I started the group with some colleagues in 2014 to expose what's going on under ISIS control.
Nice. Where were you born?
I was born in Raqqa.
You were born in Raqqa? Okay, yeah. So this is your hometown.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So why, being someone who was born there, why was it important for you to band together and form this group then?
So for me personally and my colleagues, all of us who used to be active as journalists when the Syrian revolution started against the Syrian regime, most of us got arrested by the Syrian government. And then when ISIS came and took over our city, we decided that we'll complete the same work to be against the Syrian regime, the Syrian government, and ISIS at the same time. It was so important to do it because because ISIS prevented all the media organizations to go there to cover what's going on, and they were promoting their own propaganda to recruit people from everywhere. And all of us have friends, relatives, family members, and we decided to do something to show the reality about what's going on and trying to draw the attention of the international community, international media, and that was the main reason why we decided to find this group.
Yeah, but before ISIS took hold, what was life like? Where did you work as a journalist?
Honestly, I didn't study any journalism, any media, none of my colleagues. But when the Syrian revolution started, the Syrian regime did almost the same like ISIS. They prevented most of the media organization to enter the country. And since the demonstrations were all over the country, the local TV channels were talking about animal documentaries, what will happen to the earth if the sun will disappear.
Right.
So many local people, many young people, and I'm one of them, we decided to go to the street and film the demonstrations with our mobile phone and then upload it online, send it to the TV channels, and it started to be like kind of thing we should do. So it was like something we were forced to do. So, and later on with all this development, we thought that all the things will end in 6 months in 2011, but we ended up in 2017 with several groups. So we got this experience doing this work. We got like many trainings. So that's how we came to be citizen journalists.
What is your hope from this movie to change things here?
So the movie is like a main tool to tell our story, to tell what's going on in Syria, trying to draw the attention of the people, to educate them, draw the attention of government. The movie will be like in the theaters, festivals, TV channels, and will reach millions of people all over the world. So it's an important tool to tell what's going on. So we hope through this documentary we'll be able to make a change for better, and hopefully it will be like a tool to bring peace to Syria.
Absolutely. I mean, I know, about a year ago during the campaign, we had actual candidates for president saying, what is Aleppo? And then now it's amazing. Like, now we've had so many documentaries, like The White Helmets at the Oscars and other movies that are in there. And now your movie, explain why it's important just for an awareness level too.
The Syrian Civil War started in, 2012. It's been gone for 5 years. Over 500,000 people have been killed. So this is not a novel story. It's sad that it is. The White Helmets was the first, film to shed light on it, or, Aleppo not being known to a candidate was a big news story. I mean, when the film premiered at Sundance, I went to an event, and people, that was right around when that photo of the young boy was making its rounds. The young boy from Aleppo who was shelled, and a lot of people came up to me.
In the ambulance?
And they were saying, can you believe what happened in Syria? Like, can you believe what's happening in Syria? And I said, yeah, this has been happening every single day for the
Where
past 4 years. Why don't you care? But I think for me, this film is much more than just a film about Syria. It's about, it's a story about journalism. It's a story about the importance of journalism. It's a immigrant story to some degree. It's a story of rising nationalism in Europe. It's a story of trauma and the cumulative effects of trauma. But at its core, it's a story about the, incredible bravery of this group coming together to expose what ISIS is doing and paying, a great price for that.
You mentioned the rise of nationalism in Europe, obviously issues of free press as well. A lot of parallels to what's going on here as well. Did you consider that as you were making it?
Yeah, of course.
Kind of, I don't want to say happy accident, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I think the that's one of the things I love about making films is being open to the story changing, being open to not going into it with sort of an essay that you want to fulfill or a sort of script that you're following. That's where the story took me, and that's what happened, and that's the reality of what's happening in Europe, and that's the reality of what's happening here as well. And for these guys have been through more than any of us could ever imagine, tortured and arrested by the Assad regime, tortured and arrested by ISIS, family members killed, colleagues killed for their work, and then to get to Germany and to have neo-Nazis walking through the streets of Berlin screaming, I mean, it's a strange world we're living in. And I think, I was really motivated to make this film to highlight the work of this group.
Awesome. Explain, in addition to Aziz here, what other characters did you focus in on the movie? Which ones kind of, or you can take this too if you want.
No.
Okay.
This is like the movie director, not me.
You can switch roles if you want. The film follows a few members of the group who are being forced to flee from Syria to Turkey and Turkey to Europe. And then it follows their work, exposing the atrocities of ISIS. There's two parts of the group. There's a group on the outside that have been able to escape. And then there's a group that are still reporting as we speak inside Raqqa, 15 to 17 members of the group that are living in extraordinary amounts of danger to shed light on this work. And so basically the group on the inside sends information to the group on the outside, and then the group on the outside then disseminates it to the world.
Oh, wow. That's cool. It's cool you had such great access too with this. What is City of Ghosts a common term for Rocco over there, or did you coin that for the movie?
Aziz coined that for the movie.
You coined that. Nice.
Well, he said it in an interview, and then we decided to make it our title.
Explain what you were talking about in that interview in the movie when you came up with the phrase City of Ghosts.
So, like, I said it like a couple of times in interviews, like explaining the situation in the city. And when ISIS took over the city, they started to paint it with black. So, and later on, and for them, there are like masked people, they are like wearing black all the time. So then, and the service is so bad there. So mostly there's no electricity. And people are afraid from the airstrikes. So what you will see in the city, it's like a black city. Black people are masked and there's like no electricity, no light. So it looks really like a city of ghosts. So that why I called it that thing. And like I was like surprised when I knew or found out that the name of the documentary will be City of Ghosts.
That's a great title. It's visual too. You can picture it in your mind when you just see it in the title. Do you have a favorite part of the movie?
Yeah, like the favorite part was like at the end when like with the footage of the baby, because I was the one who filmed it. So
you're a little biased. It's all right. Take credit for it. Yeah. How about you, Matt? Do you have a favorite part that you maybe didn't even in the beginning when you set out to do it that you were surprised that, oh wow, that was really effective?
Oof, yeah, I mean, so many scenes. This was a new experience for me. You know, a big chunk of the movie I filmed myself, but a lot of the footage came from the group, came from Inside Raqqa. Mm-hmm. So to work with both my own material and the material provided by this group was a, you know, fascinating.
Since we're radio, try painting a picture of one of those scenes.
There we go. There we go. There's a scene, you know, since we're talking about rising nationalism of you know, the guys in the group marching on behalf of Syria and their cause, and then, you know, there's simultaneously a march happening with neo-Nazis expressing their desire to get rid of people like Aziz. And, you know, that was a really poignant scene that, you know, I didn't ever think would fit into a film like this. Right. But, you know, I really wanted this film to be about the personal journey of Aziz and the members of his group. And you know, that's part of the fabric of their story. And so, again, I never thought it would make it into the film when we were shooting it. But it did. And it works. And it's, you know, it's really frightening. And it's really moving at the same time.
What's it been like being at AFI Docs, Aziz? Have you gone to any of the events yet?
Yeah, I've been like to a couple of festivals, events. It's the first time in DC with like in a film festival. So usually to do other event conference meetings. And I'm familiar with DC, so I want to check the film festival. So we just got here today and from the train station to do interviews, so I still have no idea about the festival.
Yeah, I don't even know where I am right now. Well, welcome. Yeah, I hope we get some time to explore the town a little while you're here, too. Remind our listeners what days it plays and where.
City of Ghosts is playing Friday, Saturday.
E Street Cinema and at the AFI Silver. Everybody come check it out. And then when did you say it actually opens up wider?
It opens in theaters July 14th.
Okay, in a couple weeks. All right, well, but don't wait till then. Come check it out now at the AFI Docs. It's a great festival. Guys, thanks so much for taking the time to come in. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.